efforts to reduce homelessness in Tulsa, legal delays to the rollout of Bibles in Oklahoma schools, and upcoming changes to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 14th. I'm Hannah France. Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols is focusing his efforts on reducing homelessness in the city. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on his latest executive order.
Nichols says his efforts will focus on increasing shelter access, reducing eviction rates, and creating a citywide coordination system. Part of that effort will include creating an encampment decommissioning team. He says all of the work will depend on effective collaboration.
Historically, the city has worked to decommission encampments without a true citywide plan in place. These efforts came with certainly the best intentions in mind, but they oftentimes miss part of the picture.
The team will be made up of existing city staff, service organizations, and tribal partners. During his campaign, Nichols promised to achieve functional zero homelessness by 2030. He says that means homelessness in Tulsa will be rare, brief, and non-reoccurring. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Earlier this week, the Oklahoma Supreme Court dealt a temporary victory to petitioners in a lawsuit against State Superintendent Ryan Walters' classroom Bible mandate. And as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, they've asked the court for another pause in a new Bible donation program.
The lawsuit was brought by parents, faith leaders, and advocacy organizations against Walters and his agency over a mandate to distribute Bibles in Oklahoma classrooms and include them in lessons. Monday, the High Court issued an order to stop the processing of requests for proposals on the classroom Bibles and biblical instructional materials. Wednesday, the lawsuit's petitioners asked the court to intervene again to stop a new initiative by Walters, a donation campaign with singer Lee Greenwood for Trump-endorsed God Bless the USA Bibles to be bought and distributed to Oklahoma classrooms. According to the filing, the petitioners say the campaign falls under the same scope as the lawsuit's original ask. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Following a history-making removal from the Oklahoma Supreme Court during the November elections, the state is stepping closer to filling an empty justice seat. Katie Hallam reports the potential appointees.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has until early May to pick a new justice from three nominees. The Oklahoma Judicial Nominating Commission has provided Donna L. Dickinson, Travis V. Jett, and John K. Parsley as potential candidates to replace former Justice Yvonne Cogger. Cogger lost her seat after dark money groups spent over $1 million on political attack ads against her and two fellow justices. She's the first justice in the state's history to lose her seat. Dickinson and Parsley serve as district judges for various counties, while Jett is a practicing attorney and has represented various state entities and think tanks. This could be the last act of Oklahoma's judicial nominating group. Several bills to dissolve the JNC and give more power to the governor to make judicial appointments are advancing through the legislature. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. A First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.